Thank you all for coming tonight, being present in the presence of the Lord. I believe I have a word for you all tonight. This is just a continuation, the blessings of the Lord. And I've been asking the Lord what He wanted me to speak on tonight. And this is what He had for me, just continue on the blessings of the Lord. And intertwined with that is living sacrifices. Pastor was talking a couple Sundays ago, yeah? Living sacrifice. And the person, the character that I want to speak on tonight, we all know him. He's been mentioned a lot, although he's been mentioned in the Old Testament, but a lot of his name has been used in the New Testament as well. He was one of the inductees of the Hall of Faith, amen. And I'm talking about nobody else but the name of Abram or Abraham. Everybody knows Abraham, amen. But when we talk about the blessings of the Lord, we normally think about stuffs, yeah? Brand new car, money in our pockets, in our bank, new job, you know, just stuffs. In general, yeah? It's part of it, amen? But not all of it, yeah? When the blessings of the Lord's on you, it encapsulates the entire being of man, amen? Spirit, soul, and body, amen? It equips us, yeah, spiritually. It equips us in our mind, our will, our emotions, and also in our body. My body now, my back wasn't feeling too good about an hour and a half ago. But thank you, Jesus, amen, that He gives us His word, yeah? Is there any sick among you? Call upon the elders. Just went and touched my back over here, and it's a done deal, yeah? When you take the word of God and you apply it, amen? When you honor His word, amen? We know of people that didn't honor His word, and what happened is that they failed to progress God's promise here on the earth. And we know, I remember the last time I spoke, I was talking about Adam and Eve. When God gave him the word, he didn't let that word sink in. He's supposed to have turned to his woman of God and placed the same authority over her as God did to him. He was supposed to have given her the same word. And she also had to honor that word as well. But we see what happens that when you don't honor God's word, a lot of the things that He has promised does not occur. And it always comes at a condition, yeah? Whenever God allows us to receive His promises, it always comes at a condition. There's God's part, as Pastor was mentioning this past Sunday, and there's our part. Amen? So it encapsulates the being of man, man's spirit, soul, and body, the blessings of the Lord is. And Pastor was ministering on living sacrifice. What person other than Abram I would be mentioning about as far as living sacrifice is concerned? You know, the Bible says, Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, I urge you, I'm pushing you forward to let you know by the mercies of God that you present your body, amen? Present your body to the Lord as a living sacrifice, amen? Nothing dead belongs to God. Everything alive belongs to God, amen? Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, amen? Unto God, which is our reasonable service. Nothing hard, amen? It's not like He told you to go do a heart surgery on somebody, yeah? He didn't ask you to go drive a tractor trailer. You know what I mean? He's asking you to do something that is reasonable. And here, I want to share a lot about Abraham and what he had to go through in believing God's promise, amen? He came from a rough background. Although it was good, it wasn't good for him. Amen. So let me break it down here, okay? Talking about spirit, soul, and body. Yeah? Spirit is your inner man, yeah? Matthew 12, verse 34 says this. From the abundance of the heart or inner man, the mouth speak it. Yeah, you know a lot by a person's conversation. Amen. Pastor just spoke on that a couple Sundays ago, or last Sunday. Yeah, conversation. The Holy Ghost said to me, breath, breath. In Hawaiian, we say ha, ha. The ha of man, no pun intended. Okay. The reason why I say that in this day and age, I don't see myself as a man. Someone would say, oh, I don't see myself as a woman. I'm a binormal, binary. You know, I mean, they get the thing going on in school, like what Pastor Carol was saying. Now they're being, there's another gender, fur, you know. I looked it up. Actually, my wife went home and she looked it up. We look, what? There's actually a gender called fur. People transforming their face like a tiger or a leopard. And you got all the spots to prove it, all the hair. I was like, whoa. So, well, let's move on. Breath. You will know for certain. Okay, that's what the Holy Ghost is telling me, breath. Amen. When he talked to me about the inner man, okay? Talk to me about breath. And you guys can all see this. Breath. You will know for certain what he or she has consumed. It can be noticed right away because you smell it. It's filling the airspace in front of you. Amen? What am I saying? The inner man, yeah? What's lodged in here when it comes out? You're not going to only hear it, but you can, because of the breath, you know. I went to places where spoken to people and you know what they ate just a couple minutes ago just by talking to them, you know. You know, you know if they brushed their teeth or not because of the breath. Well, same thing in the spirit. You know what a person is like by just by what he speaks. Amen. The conversation that you're having with that person, whatever is being consumed, is going to come out. And when the Holy Ghost told me to breath, it's like God breathing in you. If he don't breathe in you, you can't breathe back out what he's breathing you. You know, if you're consuming everything else but the word, then that will come out of you. Amen. And that'll consume your airspace. Some of you might fall, and let me tell you, it's probably not the anointing of God when you fall, you know? Might be something else, leftover pizza from last night, you know? He will let you know if he or she has brushed your teeth or not. Yeah, Pastor spoke on that on Sunday by letting the inmate speak. He could use that as a gauge on what they've been hearing when he ministered. Amen. He gave them the opportunity to speak. Now just by listening to them, having that conversation with them. I'm talking about the inner man, yeah? The inner man. We want to be blessed in the inner man as well. Amen. Not only in our stuffs, but our inner man needs to be blessed as well. I'm talking about the whole entire being of man. Amen. Inner man, your spirit man, amen. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, amen. What does diligence mean? To be careful, amen. To be persistently, every time, all the time, no stopping for hitchhikers, amen. Making much effort, for out of it are the issues of life. Then we talk about the soul of man, being blessed in your soul, amen. Your mind, your will, your emotion, Your mind needs to be captured and hold captured by the Holy Spirit, as Pastor's talking about tonight. Let it be captured with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit consume your mind so that all of your body, your functioning, all falls into play. Amen? So that your spirit man does not venture off in left field. Amen? We're going to be blessing our spirit man. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in what? Some of his ways? No, all his ways. Why is that? Because you're second guess everything God is trying to say. Amen? I know I've been there, but I've grown. Amen? You know, the Bible says that when I was a child, I speak as a child, I walk as a child, talk as a child. But when I became matured, when I became a man, amen, it doesn't mean it gender-wise. It's for men and women. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Man, you learn some things after a while. Making a lot of mistakes will do that to you. It'll correct everything that's wrong. Amen. Without mistakes, you will not know what is the right way of doing things. Amen. You know, I just got a new job. I'm working in a warehouse like this. It's at 36 degrees all day. And I'm in there like 8 hours. It's cold, 36 degrees. I have to put on a sweater. And I'm driving in there. And I'm just having a blast in there. But, you know, it's not like working in the sun. You know, I just stay in a chill box. It's like opening up your refrigerator and going inside and just closing the door and just sitting down inside a refrigerator for 8 hours. But I went off track there. What was I talking about? Anybody was paying attention? Where did I left off with? I had that in mind. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Well, we just go on. The Holy Ghost is going to bring it back later, maybe. And then we're talking about the will. Let thy will be done on earth. Matthew 6:10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And then the last but not least is the body, yeah? The body, being blessed in your body. What good is a good body and spiritually you're not there? Or as far as your soul is concerned, your mind, will, and emotion, everything in your mind is not there, amen? It's good to be blessed in all these areas, yeah? Mind. Spirit, soul, and your body, amen. Especially in our emotions, amen. A lot can be said tonight about emotion, but I won't go there tonight. But it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So this is a continuation of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. We left off with Adam and Eve. Went through almost the whole Bible. And then I want to hit this part, Abraham, about Abraham. So turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. There's a lot to be mentioned about Abraham that we probably did not know. Amen. So before we talk about Abraham, let's look at the promise given to him by God. Amen. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It says here, now the Lord had said unto Abram, before his name got changed to Abraham, he was Abram. Amen. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Okay? Three things needed to occur. Amen? This is the condition, yeah? One was get thee out of thy country. Second one was from thy kindred. And the third one was his father's house. And then this will occur, the blessings, yeah? And unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. It's not just words being spoken to man. Amen. It's God's word being spoken to man, not just any man, but a man that has allowed himself to be available. When you allow yourself to be available, it's easy for God to speak to you. Amen. When you try to buck against him, it's hard for him to let his word sink into you. Amen. I remember the song that I used to sing way before, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you said do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way, then enable me to say. I don't know the other verses, but that's a little bit of how that song goes. Amen. Being available to him. It's God's word being spoken to man, not just any man, but a man that has allowed himself to be available. You and I are here because we're saying, Lord, I'm available to you. Amen. Words spoken by God himself is key. Amen. First, honor must be put on it. Value of his word will fall suit. Amen. It'll fall right behind it. Amen. When there is no honor, there will be no value. Therefore, it will be for nothing. Amen. But we are different here. Amen. In this house, we honor God. We honor our God and his word. Amen. Psalms 119, 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. And a light unto my path. We need his word. Amen. Matthew 24:35 says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, amen, God's word shall not pass away. Psalms 127:1 says, Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Amen. So when anything that we build, it needs to be based on God's word. Amen. That should be our sure foundation. Amen. Because if the foundation is sure, guess what? Everything that falls suit after that is going to be properly built. Amen? But if not, amen, it's going to be tweaked. I know I just started this this work that I'm doing now. I like what I'm doing. I'm not getting paid as much as I'm getting paid, but I'm learning something now. I was going through a process, and I thought I was making a mistake by leaving the other company and going through this, but after a while, you know, Pastor encouraged me. He says, hey, you just walk it out, you know. You just walk it out if it's, you know. To me, nothing can be a mistake if you're learning from it, yeah. And when I left the other company, I left because of reasons of me not being safe there anymore, and things wasn't being ran well. When I end up over here, it was just as worse. Or more worse now. But I thank God, in the midst of being in a worse situation, I said, I can make this thing turn around. Because I got God in me, yeah? And the person that hired me, I didn't know she was the boss. I used to work with her in, I think it was 2002 at Home Depot. So she said, once she saw me, she said, Lambert, is that you? I said, oh, who are you? And she took off her mask because she was wearing her mask. I thought, hey, Sandy Joy. what you doing here? I said, well, what you doing here? Oh, I'm looking for a job. You're hired. Get around, go around, go around. I said, what? Yeah, yeah, go around. I need people like you. I need positive. I need God-fearing people. I need people like you over here. So I went inside her office, and all I had to talk about was just the goodness of God. And she tried to share with me about what's been happening like that. And then I've been always been an encouragement to her. She told me, hey, what? Lambert, how's things going? I thought, all right, with me and God, all things are possible, yeah? And then she looked at me, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then sometimes when I'm not around, she would be quoting scriptures in the office. And I'm not too sure if she's a believer. I don't even know if she goes to church. But every day she would say something to me that, you know, I'm blessed that you're here. And please don't leave. She asked me like, please don't leave. I know it's a mess over here. And you've already shared with me your heart, but please don't leave. I need you over here. So there was a reason, yeah, for everything, yeah? God just don't take you out of a situation to make it worse. No, you've been taken out of a situation to make another situation better. Amen? And I'm in a better situation. Amen? So here we see that three things need to occur. There was a condition needed to be fulfilled before the promise could be released. As believers, there's God's part and there's our part. Now the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, but be ye doers of the word. Say, I'm a doer of the word. And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James here says it very clearly. If God's word don't find its way into your heart, there won't be no eternal value. Amen? Meaning, do not merely listen to words spoken, but value His word, God's word, so that it can bring about all. Somebody say all. That was necessary to be brought forth in your life. Amen? Might as well include verse 25, since we're on the subject, the blessing of the Lord. That's what it says in verse 25. But whoso looking into the perfect law of liberty, which is freedom, somebody say freedom. And continue it therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. It is so simple, yeah, yet so rarely done. Remember the shirts and the hat and money given the last time, yeah? While I was ministering, it was an exercise, okay? I did that as an exercise. I didn't know that I was going to do a second part series of, the blessings of the Lord, but it was an exercise. Something we, exercise is defined, something we do to get warmed up. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you just don't want to jump out of bed. You know, I'm 52 now, so I need to take it easy while I get out of bed. Not like I'm 30 and I could just jump out and just, woohoo. Now I have to, on the bed, I need to do like what my wife does. She curls up her legs. So one morning I did that. I did all that and I felt good. And then I could just kind of like roll off the bed. I don't just jump off the bed, but I kind of like lean over and roll off, you know. But I know I'm not old, amen. The Bible says, you know, when you get old, you dream dreams, amen? So I'm not dreaming dreams yet. I still see visions, amen? I'm not dreaming dreams yet, so I know I'm not old. But it was an exercise, yeah? Something we do to get warmed up so that the next time it occurs, we're ready. So that was just an exercise, yeah? No room for error, like clockwork, like a well-oiled machine. Like God, I spoke, yeah? I spoke the word. I said, hey, I get some free shirts over here. I get some free hats. Amen? Some heard and responded. Amen. Meaning they stood up and heed the call. They came up and got what they wanted. Amen. Came up and gathered what was rightfully theirs because of the call. Because of the word that was pronounced there. Okay? And it didn't matter how much times you came up. There's a lot of stuff I was giving away, yeah? Let's put it out there. Some came, went back down, turned around, came back, grabbed some more. Why? Because there was a call. There was a word that went out. You know, some people honored it. How did they honor it? By responding. When you respond, you're honoring the word. When God called Abram, his life was, I can't say a mess, but it was a mess. Amen? We're going to continue with this first. Because of the call, and it didn't matter how much times you came up. Why? You were being a good receiver. Amen? Others said, I want it, but never made an effort to get up. I was charged. Yeah? This is what the Holy Ghost prompted in me, not to respond. When people say, oh, I like one hat. Oh, I like one shirt. I could not respond to that. I was charged not to respond to that. So if you felt I was ignoring you, you are absolutely right. But no condemnation. There's still a lot more opportunities, yeah? This is just an exercise. It was to make you know that when God is making a call, whether it's for you or not, come and heed the call. There's things that He wants you to have. You know, I'm talking about the blessings of the Lord, yeah? And when you respond, guess what happens? There was a condition, yeah? The condition was you had to respond. If not, the thing would just be sitting there. But I will say the call of God upon every one of us will require you to leave some stuff behind. Amen? Maybe your comforts of being catered to all the time then can pose a problem. When you go up to the next level, you cannot bring to the next level what you've been operating with in your last level. Amen? So let's talk about the condition now. This is the condition. First condition was leave your country, your homeland, territory, the place where your memories started. Leave. He was asked to leave his polytheistic, am I saying that right? Polytheistic country. Because where Abram was living, Ur of the Chaldees, they call it, people served many gods. Okay? When I say many, it's about 500 plus. Okay? So he was asked to leave behind all that, the people, the lifestyle, all that, the atmosphere of the polytheistic country, leave all that. Okay? That was one of the conditions. Next was the kindred. What is kindred? Family, relatives, relationships, connections, religions. And the third, father's house. Why mention his father's house? Why is it relative? Because it was his comfort zone, yeah? How many of you used to live with your mom and dad? Never had to ask them when you could go inside a refrigerator. Amen? You could just walk into their house, open the refrigerator, eat whatever you wanted to eat. Comforting, yeah, to know that you don't need to worry. You don't gotta fend for yourself. You don't gotta take money out of your own pocket. Amen. No need to go higher when you're under the care of your mom and dad. We've all been there. We could open the fridge anytime and know that we can eat anything that is in there or the cupboards, helping yourself to the Vienna sausage, spam, and corned beef. Amen? And what would be the result? making you a great nation. Bless thee, make thy name great, that you will be a blessing. Bless those who bless you. Cursed are these those who curse you. If you shall, all the earth shall be blessed. That is one of the important reasons for you to be a blessing. I mean, to be blessed, to be a blessing. Amen. I love it. I told my wife, man, I want to be a distribution center. That's what I want to be. That's my goal. I was telling my wife, I like to help people monetarily, anything. Just be a help. You know, people need the help. I wanna be a distribution center. Amen. After doing the word, then the results will occur. What I mean about doing the word is following through with it. Amen. Now I'm going to break it down for you, okay? Just a little backstory so that you understand that it wasn't as easy as I thought it was for Abram to leave what he was doing to fulfill God's promise. He had to go through a whole lot of hell. Amen? Abraham's daddy is Terah, okay? His name is Terah. He has three sons, Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Okay, turn to the book of Genesis 11. Genesis 11, 26. Look at this. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begat Lot. Okay, Haran was Lot's daddy, and Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. Verse 30. But Sarai was barren; she had no child. And Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son, Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. So here we see Terah, Abraham's daddy. Okay? I think he heard the call of God first. Now, he was a polytheistic, meaning that he worshipped other gods. He wasn't only a worshiper of other gods, but he was the one who created all of the pagan gods back in Ur of the Chaldees. That was his job. That was his profession. And during the course of the night, Abram would wake up and he would destroy all of his father's work. He would destroy him. He would just wake up in the middle of the night and destroy all of the father's work, making all of the pagan gods. Okay? But as we look over here, it says that Terah woke up, gathered up the family, Abram's daddy, and they started heading out towards Canaan. But guess where they stopped? They stopped at Haran. Haran was a place of comfort for Terah. He stopped there, but the promise was in Canaan. Now because Haran stopped, the call of God came to Abram now. I don't know if God called Terah, his daddy, to go do what Abram was supposed to have done. But now Abram takes the baton and he starts running. Okay? Now mind you now, okay? Terah has three sons, yeah? Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Sarah. Sarah is Terah's daughter from another wife. Okay? Same dad, different mom, which makes Sarah half-sister to Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Which we understand is also Abraham's wife. Okay? You might look at, what? What is this? We cannot do that now. Because there's going to be some complexity, yeah, when the child is born, yeah? Some say in those days, genetics were purer than they are today, and intermarriage was not detrimental to the offspring of unions between relatives. Okay? In Leviticus 18:19, such unions were explicitly banned. Okay? They stopped all that nonsense. You couldn't marry your daughter. Uncle with, brother and sister, yeah? All that was stopped. Man, in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 19. That's just a little backstory of Abraham. Okay? And we see here also that from Ur of the Chaldees to Haran is about 500 something miles. So, as I was reading all of this backstory of Abraham, I noticed that they had to follow the river to get to Canaan. So it was about 500 something miles. That was only halfway to Canaan. Now, you're talking about 1,000 something miles just to get to Canaan. But they had to take the river route because it allowed them to find food, allowed them water, and also if they was to have followed the trails that was made, man-made, what would have happened is that they also had to watch out for robbers, for thieves, for animals that, like bears or tigers or whatever might be in the wilderness, yeah? So it was a journey for Abram. It wasn't as easy as we think it, amen? I know in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, he's an inductee of the Hall of Faith, but it tells us that what he believed in God accounted unto him as righteousness, and he was also called a friend of God, amen. So when God called him, there was a lot of things that he had to endure just to make it, amen. And guess what? When God revealed to him everything that was revealed, still he still had to go through them, yeah? He still had to. So, things in your life, whatever it is that you might be walking, you have to walk it all the way through. You might not see everything that God has shown you, like he showed Abraham, as the stars of the heavens, as the sands of the sea. If you can count all that, that's how much, blessings, generations, kids. But also now he had to believe for a son because, Sarah was barren. So all those things had to fall in play, amen? And he still had to believe in God, amen? Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. So in other words, when he took the baton from his daddy and ran to go fulfill God's, he didn't have no clue on where he was. There was no GPS back then. There was no map back then. Amen? There was another 500 more miles that he had to endure, And hear me, all these years, I'm thinking, but it wasn't as easy as I thought it was until I read the backstory, until I read his history, until I read where he came from, how people was back then, Then I began to understand. When we talk about the blessings of the Lord, we're talking about everything, yeah, inclusive. So if you like, fulfill that term as Pastor was preaching, living sacrifices. Abram totally sacrificed, everything that he probably desired. And when he left Haran, he was 75 years old. Amen? He was already up there in years. He started his ministry at 75 years old. All of God hit him. Mind you, if it was me, I'm 75 years old. I learned all my daddy's gods. What made me hear God, the true God? How did that occur? What did God say to him after hearing all about all these 500 other pagan gods? You raised up in that kind of culture, you raised up in that kind of life, then only one word from God gets his attention, because he honored God's word, yeah? By honoring God's word, he went and did. And guess what? He fulfilled whatever the blessing was. All of these blessings, he fulfilled it. So same with you and I today. God has called us to do whatever it is he has called you to do, because every one of us got a call on of God in our lives. And we need to fulfill it to the T, yeah? Whether to bring more people in, whether to clean the church, whether to be a good steward, you know, whether to take care of your kids, your home, your, you know, every situation, everybody has a call of God in their lives. Amen. I hope that encouraged you, because it really encouraged me to know that, you know, God can take you from a bad situation and turn everything around. Amen. There is hope. There is hope for the lost, even for people that you think, no way God can save that one. God can save that one. Amen? Amen? If you don't want to do what God is calling you out to do, he'll go out there and raise a prostitute, clean them up, save them, get them in a church, let them sing on a praise and worship team, and work her way up to becoming a preacher. If you don't want to do it. Amen? Because Tara never liked him, Abram's daddy. Here comes his son. Dad, I'm taking over ownership of this plan of God. You know, Haran was a place of comfort, but not the place of promise, which is Canaan. Amen. I hope you've been blessed tonight. I can share a little bit more, but time is ticking away. But if you receive something tonight, say amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for assuring us in your word that your word works when we work it. Lord, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be good stewards of your word, God, to honor you, God, Lord, at every turn, Father, in the name of Jesus, regardless of the circumstance, Father, regardless of the situation, regardless, God, Lord, we will heed your call, Father, Lord. We will honor your call, Father. When you say do, we'll do. God, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that your word went out with clarity. God, I pray, God, you touch each and every heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless tonight, Father. We thank you, God, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.